Hello?
Hi, Aritza. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Are you the person who spoke with me the other day?
Yes. Yeah, I've been calling you regarding the problem that we're having with the payment.
I saw that somebody called me Lillian.
Oh. We have a Lily in customer service, but she doesn't deal with the payments.
Okay, because I spoke with somebody about $168 to put in the program back.
Yes, that was me. I put that in the notes. $168, and then I'm going to give you 30 days on your next billing. That way you don't get two payments close together.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Of course.
Yes, I want you to, maybe you can help me a little bit, because I would like to, like, update information in the system that maybe that can help us a little bit more to get some job, because until now, so we haven't getting anything from there, nothing at all from there. It was a person who called the other day, but it wasn't from you, I mean, from Local Splash. And, no, actually, yes, we have someone that called from Local Splash, but I think he was talking something about something that had nothing to do with the job. So, but that was the only call that we had. I would like to know how can update information, like maybe I can add some picture or something, like maybe that can help us. You know.
Okay.
So
what I'll do is I will, if you're ready to pay the $168, we can do that now, and then I can show you how to get on the dashboard, and you can make updates through the dashboard. Let's say that you want to put in a picture or logo or examples of services or change up your hours of operation or anything like that. You can do that directly through the dashboard. It's the easiest way to do it.
Okay, give me 1 second, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm still here.
I'm sorry. Yes, because I'm working. I have to get the call. Okay.
Oh, no problem, Iritza. I understand.
Okay. So, yes. Yes. I'm going to give it the, where I collect some money from a person that owe money to me, like, we say, like, since 2011.
Wow. And they finally paid you?
Yeah, well, it was a family, like, I pay a ticket for her, because she wanted to leave the country. You know, I'm from Venezuela, and at that time people was leaving because of the situation over there.
Yes.
So, and then I bought a ticket for her, and she went to Chile. But then she never paid. So she even came here twice to the United States to visit me, and I think she forgot, because she never mentioned, but see now the situation is bad, so I mentioned to her that if she not remember that she didn't pay back.
You're a good friend to wait that long. You're a very good friend.
She's my cousin.
Oh, a cousin.
At that time, okay. So I just want to help them. This is a difficult time for me, so I said, no, let me try to get those people to see if they can help me. And then she said yes. She said yes. So, and that was something that was really good. So she sent the money to me through a friend that his friend was here and live over there. So they forward the money through Sally. And so that's something that really helped. That really helped.
I'm happy. The timing was perfect, huh?
Yes. Well, so now I'm willing to just to do the payment to you, and then to see if we can do something about.
Yes, let's go through the payment together, and then I'll show you how to get on the dashboard. So my question is, for the new payment, is it still the same billing address on 2 Sportsman Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, it's 4117.
Okay.
And 7370.
Got it.
0821.
Uh-huh.
7175.
Okay. Expiration?
0624.
And the code on the back?
706.
Okay. So I'm going to get your authorization, and then you'll be good to go there. Real quick, just before I forget, I want to also push the next payment out 30 days. That way you won't have another payment coming up on August 2nd. So... one moment. Okay, so I got the green light for you. So now your next payment will be August 21st, since today's the 21st. So let me push that out. And then, have you ever been on your dashboard before, Iritza?
Honestly, I don't think so, because I'm being so busy. I don't think so. I can't remember, honestly. Right now,
okay.
I'm black, and I can't remember.
So let me show you how to do it. If you go to my.localsplash.com.
Hold on. Do you want me to go now?
Yes.
I don't know. Let me check the email, because I think I went one time. I'm not sure, but
Here. I'll send you the email again with the login credentials so that you can get in. So 1 second here.
Okay. You send me the info. I'll check it out later, and then you tell me.
Okay. That's perfect. So once you log into your dashboard using the email that I'm sending you, you will see some tabs at the top that say home, leads, website listings. The very last tab says business info. When you click on that, you can modify anything on that page. So you can put in new pictures, you can change your description, your hours of operation, what season that you take clients. So that anything that you update on that dashboard.
I think I got that part because I was checking the other day and I was able, I went through that part because I opened something that was in my email and I was able to change I was changing the hour and I was trying to checking because I saw something like a more than what we do. So I tried to remove that. I think I got that part. But the only part that I was not sure I was to add the picture to see if we can add a picture. And to see if I can add another introduction. I prepare another introduction.
You don't have time right now to do it, or can I show you real quick how to do it?
Okay, let me see. I'm trying to just do. Can you send me a text with a link? Because I cannot open for some reason. Can I open the email? I don't know why I cannot open the email. It's open, but when I try to go to the site, I got a page that come on, ask Google, Outlook, iCloud, Yahoo, Office, and blah, blah, blah. So check your
text right now. I just sent one. It says login access to your dashboard, and you can click on it.
I found it. I find the email, but it's not showing. Okay, let me check the text. Let me see. I don't know what's wrong with that email. Okay, you say login to access your dashboard. Okay.
And then it'll have your my.localsplash.com. You can click on that. And it has your username and your password.
Okay, and that's the logo that logo I provided to you, right?
Well, no, that's just a link so that you can get on the dashboard. So if you click on the...
I'm talking about the picture where the house and the main, that's the sueño construction. Did I provide that to you?
I don't know. I don't know if you provided it or if it's a stock photo because I'm not sure which picture you're looking at. But
the logo that appears at the front. It says sueño construction and it got like it's a black and white. Black and white logo.
So that logo, I'm not sure if you sent it or if we created it. Do you remember sending that over?
Probably. I can't remember right now, but maybe I send it to you. Maybe. So if I wanted to change that, I can change it?
Yeah. So do you see those tabs at the top, home, leads, website? At the last one, it says business info. If you don't have tabs, you might want to look for three lines in case you're doing it from your phone.
Okay, hold on. So I got it for go to home, right?
Yeah, go to home and then business info. You'll find business info by, are you doing it on your smartphone or are you doing it on the computer?
In my phone.
Okay, so look for the three lines or three dots.
I didn't see that. I see the review, Google ad click, Google profile, listing, local link, Dora resort. That's at the bottom. At the beginning, it says business info. Promoted.
Yeah, click that. Click business info.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you see where it says location information, Suenis Construction, 2 Sportsman Avenue? It has information on your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So scroll all the way to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And here is where you can upload pictures. So let's say you don't like that logo and you want to put a different logo. You can just click on it and you can update and you can send a new logo over. The same thing with the cover photo or the pictures at the bottom. You can click in these sections and you can upload new pictures. And anything that you upload here will automatically go to our technicians and it will be updated on your website within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay, so let's say if I want to Yes, a picture. Maybe
yep.
I don't want to see those pictures. Yes, only to
look under look under business photos. You'll see a blue circle with a plus sign. If you click on that, you can add photos. So you don't have to take these photos off. You can add more photos. And then once you add them, you can drag and drop them to rearrange them. So let's say that you say, oh, I want that the house with the blue siding to show first. You can still drag the pictures to be in the order that you want them to be after you've uploaded your new photos.
Okay, yeah, because so if I want to change the logo, actually where it says logo?
Yes, and if you want to change the cover photo, click where it says cover photo. If you like the logo and you like the cover photo and you just want to add photos, then just do that for the business photos. You click on the blue with the cross sign, and it'll let you in to add more pictures.
Okay, I got that part. What about if I want to put like a, what it say right here? What it say, mission? Let's say like I want to put like an introduction. Let me
yep.
see. I see there is a B here. What is that? That's greetings from Sueño Construction. Why is it local? Owner, operator of Freeport. We offer numerous service, including siding, roofing, service, window replacement, and much more. We have 28 years experience. Oh, okay. So basically, this is the introduction. But I think if I want to change something, I can do it too, right?
Yes. So when you go through these sections, so that description that you're reading, if you hover over it, you'll see a little pen icon popping up. And if you click on that, you can go in and you can modify this. So you can keep it and add to it, or you can change it all together, whatever you like. But there's certain sections, if you scroll over them, where you'll see a circle with a red line through it. So for instance, if you scroll over the services section, it'll have a circle with a red line. So that section you can still modify, but you'd have to call us to do it. You can't do it on your own end. But anywhere else, that's the services. See how if you hover over that, there's a red circle?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Because there's certain parts of the dashboard where if you modify them, it could hurt your rankings on Google. So those sections, they block it out, so you can't modify it on your end, but you could still make revisions if you wanted to. You would just have to call us. But anywhere else where you see the pen icon, you can just mm-hmm. click on those sections and you can update them yourself.
Okay, I think that we was having a little problem with the phone number. You remember that when the people call, I think, I'm not sure, but there are people that was calling me that it came on as a local express, and it was people from personal number.
So it says if on your Google, Bing, your website, your Yelp, your Yellow Pages, everywhere that we're promoting your business, there's a phone number of 516-774-2400. When people call that, it forwards over to your number, the 516-324-5171. So sometimes if it's personal friends or something like that that call you on that number, all that mm-hmm. means is they found your business number online and they called the business number rather than your direct number.
Okay, I have another question. In the part where it say right here, where it say year established 2013, and where it say brands, what does that mean? Where it say brands?
I'm trying to look and see.
It's in a mission. We have mission. And then after mission, mm-hmm. we got something that say tackling.
Brands. And let's say that you used a certain brand of windows or a certain brand of siding or a certain brand of paint, and you want to promote, oh, we use Behr paint or something like that.
Okay.
You can put the brands
sec.
That.
Mm-hmm. Give me one sec. Okay. For example, Neso, ¿qué tipo de siding tú pones?
They what?
Oh, solamente vinyl? Asa. Okay, so let's say if he doing the brand name, like the type of siren that he do. He say he do vinyl, he do Asa, and what else? ¿Qué otra cosa?
No, not the type. Don't put the type there. That would be brands. So let's say that you were a certified authorized user for Anderson Windows, right? You might want to put in your brands that you use Anderson Windows. You see what I mean? You'd want to put the brand in there. But if you're not like a certified authorized user in any specific product, let's say that sometimes he uses Anderson Windows, sometimes he uses a vinyl window that he gets from Home Depot, and he doesn't use a specific brand, then don't put the brand in there, right? Because people will expect you to use...
Okay, it's only when you use a specific one, right?
Right, like let's say you were an authorized user for Behr paint, for example, and that's all you used. You could put that in there so people know when they hire you they're going to get Behr paint. But if you use a variety of paint, I wouldn't put a brand in there because you don't want them to get upset and say, oh, I hired this company because they said they're using this brand, but when they came out, they used a different brand, right? So you don't want to put it in there unless it's like an exclusive brand that you use all the time.
Okay, I got it.
Make sense? Okay.
This one that says disclaimer. It's on the member, they say membership and license mm-hmm. and student. And then we got the word that says disclaimer.
Mm-hmm. Disclaimer would be anything that you would want to put that would explain something. Like let's say, for instance, you did put a brand in, and then you could put, you know, I specialize in using, you know, this brand, but I also may use other brands. You can put a disclaimer in. Or you could put, I specialize in roofing and siding, but I will be able to do other exterior work for you. You could put any type of disclaimer in there that you want to show on your website. So anything that would kind of explain any of these sections in a little bit more detail.
Okay, so like a so we do siding and roofing, we're going to be able to use another what was the word that you say? We can
You might want to say we also do other exterior projects, you know, please call us for details or something. Anything that would give you you know, a disclaimer or need more clarification than what people see. So most people leave it blank because they don't really need a disclaimer because all of your services are here. They know that you do roofs and gutters. But if you wanted to put something additional in that section, you could.
Yes, I just wanted to know what is. Okay, my last question for you is, I was trying to look for you in Google. I see like there is another page in there that two probably I recognize, but there is another that I did not recognize. One of them has my address. I don't want my address to be appear. Maybe it wasn't you, but do you think it is possible that I can delete those that I don't need the bunch of things to be in there? Maybe I did it by mistake. I don't know. It's probably, but when you do something like that, it's probably that we can delete it from Google.
Yes, Google already has your address hidden. I'm looking at your Google business profile, and it just shows as Suenis Construction. The actual address is hidden. However, there could be other directories out there that you've worked with that have your address published. So, for instance, I clicked on an old Home Advisor or Angie Leads listing that popped up, and it has your address on it, 2 Sportsman Avenue. So you might want to go through those, just Google your business and see mm-hmm. where you're coming up. And if you're coming up on directories that have your address, you can contact them and tell them to take it down or to hide it. But we already have it hidden on Google.
I don't like that. And but in case if I did it by mistake, because in the past I tried to do something by myself that something that come online and I did it. If it's in my case that I did it, it has nothing to do with your phone apart. Do you think that's something that can be deleted from Google?
The address would never be deleted internally from Google.
No, the whole thing. Let's say if I put an ad in there, right? Let's say if I did it. So, and I wanted to delete it. Let's say if I got you, for example. Okay, I don't want more local splash appear in Google. Okay, so I know I have to call you and you will delete it. But let's say if I did it, I will be able to delete something from Google. That's what I mean.
So, yeah, the Google business page belongs to you. You can always go in and delete things from Google at your own discretion. You can do that. We're managing it for you, and we're optimizing it. So we're making sure that you're found on the first page. But if you ever decided to not work with us, you could still go in and you could manage that page yourself, and you could, you know, make edits and delete and, you know, update and things like that. So most people don't want to, you know, go in and mess with it as long as we're working with it, because they might make a revision that would hurt rankings. But you absolutely could do that if you wanted to.
Okay. That's what I want to know. Okay, because I'm going to work it out when I take it right, because
good.
I cannot do it right now.
Happy that you're, I think you're going to get real good results if you go in and make updates and you're interactive with your account. I always tell people they'll get better results if they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to compliment you, Yuritsa. You guys do already have a 5-star rating on Google, so that's phenomenal. Keep that up. I just sent you a review generator email, and it will help you get some more 5-star ratings. So, look that over. If you have any questions on it, you can call me later. But if not, start copying and pasting and sending that email out to some of your past and present clients, because the more 5-star ratings that you get, it will also help you with a higher conversion, okay?
Oh, okay. That was something that I wanted to ask you. We had a couple people that very show that was down, that they did the review in a different page. So we can move the review to Local Splash.
No, they'd have to write a new one, because let's say that you had, you know, 5 reviews, for example, on Yelp, right? And you wanted them on Google. If you go in and you copy and paste and put them on your Google listing, it's going to show that Yuritsa Guerra is copying and pasting those leads and putting them on there. It would look suspicious. The same thing if I did it. If I went in and copy and pasted them from Yelp or Home Advisor and I put them on Google, it would show that Local Splash is copying and pasting, and it would look suspicious.
No. I understand that part. No, I'm not going to do that. What I mean is, if there is a way that they can, the other people that they can do a review for the job, they can do in the pay, in the local,
yes.
Local Splash.
Yes, that, so nothing is ever sent to Local Splash in order to promote you. We promote Suenos Construction outright. So when people call you and they say, I found you online, I looked you up on the internet, I saw you on Google, that's all as a result of this program. No one will ever say, I found you on Local Splash, because we're not promoting our company in order for people to find you. We're promoting your company outright. So what I sent you just now in an email, and it also should have come in a text, is it's an email that you can copy and paste and send to your past and present clients, and it will say, thank you for using Suenos Construction. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. Then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing.
When I say, let me do it clear, you send me an email. Let's say if I got that email and I send it to myself, yes, as a proof, I send it to myself. When I open that email, I'm going to see that greeting, what you're talking about?
Yes. So you'll see, and when you open the email, you'll see a part of the body, of the email is addressed to you. So it'll say, Dear Yuritsa, we'd like to help you increase your number of reviews on Google. All of that is addressed to you, so don't send that part to the client. But if you keep reading the email, you're going to see at the bottom a line, and under the line, it'll say, Dear valued customer, how was your experience with us? That's the part that you want to copy and paste and send it to your client that has your review link in it. So if they click on the link, they'll be able to find you.
Okay, yeah, because I understand the part that you say, I will copy that and paste it, but my concern is when I click a link, it will give me the option to send it to my customer email.
Right, so if you use the email that I'm sending you and you copy the part under the line, you can just paste it into a new email, send it to your client's email that way. And I would recommend doing it individually. Don't, you know, let's say you want to send it to 30 clients. Don't send it to 30 clients all at once because they'll all see that you're sending, you know, it to the other email addresses. So try to do them separately. Also, try to space it out. So let's say that you have a lot of clients that would go on there today and write you a review. Sometimes that also looks suspicious. If somebody gets, you know, 15 reviews in a day and then all of a sudden the next 3 months they get nothing, right? So it would almost be better for you to send this email out maybe, you know, 5 times a week, 6 times a week, you know, here and there, send this email out, get 1 or 2 5-star reviews here and there. That will help you a lot better than getting, you know, 15 reviews overnight. Sometimes that looks suspicious.
Mm-hmm. No, make I'm sense? Not trying to do that, but as I need to understand the part. Let's say if you are my customer, right? I'll open that link. When I open the link, I copy and just click the link for your email. And then paste the greeting, right?
Yep. You just put the client's email in a new email, and then you go back to my email, and you copy the part under the line, and then you go back to the email with your customer's email at the top, and you paste it in the body of that email, and then you can send it.
Okay, yeah, because that's the part that it confused me. I just want to make sure as soon as I clear that part over there, I'm going to be straight, it's going to be the same as a local splash, and I'm going to be able just to put just the email, and then when the customer reply back, it's going to be on your link. It's going to be on local splash.
It goes directly to Google. It doesn't go to local splash.
Okay.
Yeah, we store it for you on your dashboard, but all of your activity on your dashboard is tracked with your Google listing that we're optimizing for you. Okay? So when people find you on the internet, they're never going to, so we're not like a Home Advisor or an Angie Leads where people have to go to that directory and then they find businesses they want to call. We promote you on Google directly. So when people, you know, look you up on the internet and they find you,
That's understand that part. So that means, but I want to make sure that it's your local splash that I'm talking about. Okay, so you pull everything go through the Google, but so that means when I'm going to my local dash, when I click the link, it's going to be through you that go directly to Google.
Correct. The link that I put in that email, it's a link that local splash provided for you. But it goes directly to Google.
Okay, understood.
Makes sense.
I just need to take a rest and then I can go and do that.
You need a rest after talking to me, huh?
because what happened is, Tina, I'm working with a computer. You know, I've been working and calling people.
Yes.
I'm working for this company, that they do distribution for newspaper. So we recruit people, we call people, and I'm being in the phone 4 days. So even if I'm sitting in my house, so that made me retire. So at the end of the day, I cannot even see.
Oh, right, I now, bet.
My vision is blurry. And so I have to say, be fresh in order for me to go in there and put everything together.
I see. Okay. So thank you for explaining that to me. Yeah, you got to go rest your eyes a little bit before you can go back. I heard that if you get those blue light glasses, they help with that. I don't know. I don't use blue light glasses myself, but people that use them say they work very well.
Well, they sent me, I went to the doctor and they sent me those type of glasses, progressive ones. And
yes.
So when I put it on me, so it's like I'm getting fainty because now, so I have to put, if I'm going to read, I have to put the glasses up or down. And then when I go to the computer, I have to like, it feel like I don't see, you know, if they are so horrible. So I don't put it on me.
I have progressive glasses too, and I can see my computer when I wear them, but I usually take them off. I can see better without them, you know. They work well for distance. If I'm watching TV or a movie or something, it works better with the glasses. But when I'm on my computer, I don't even wear them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah, well, Tina, I'm not going to take your time no more. Thank you for explaining to me. Thank you for helping me. Hopefully, pray for more for us as the King World design a little better.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely monitor your account for performance. And if there's any updates that we can provide that will give you better results, I'll have them do it. And then the only thing I want you to worry about doing right now is just, you know, sending over the new pictures as you get them and then also using that review email. That will help you, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Okay,
you're welcome. Have a good week. Okay, bye-bye.